The call happened early the next day and lasted 5 minutes. Jane's agent Bryce was so excited, and Jane was so excited, and I said I was so excited to learn more. I also said I was a big fan, even though I hadn't bothered to Google Jane yet. "We're thinking it's going to have, like, a ton of great advice," Bryce explained. "Since Jane has so much wisdom, especially for women, women are definitely our target audience for this book, even though, obviously, it'll also be for all people, including Jane's bevy of gay male fans. Holla! I want to be the president of your fan club, Jane." "You're elected, Brass," Jane said dryly. Most of the call was me listening to Bryce and Jane talk about how totally relatable and also, like, fun the book was going to be. Jane's voice was deep, melodic, and faintly southern, and Bryce sounded like he worked at Disneyland. "We're talking to some other candidates," he said at the end, "and we'll be in touch soon." After he hung up, I Googled her for the first time. Pretty, but not too pretty, was my initial reaction. Her nose rode the fine line between dignified and beakish, and her eyes were almond-shaped and chestnut-colored, which was a ridiculous nut-based description, but whatever. It was true. After looking at 12 million photos of Jane, and starting to feel like I really knew her, because that's what the repetition of seeing a face does to you, I watched the famous "I Want You More" clip. "I want you more," Jane said to one cucumber. Then she held up a second cucumber. "No, I want you more." Her delivery was deadpan. Her timing was perfect. I could see why people adored her.